The devotional content of the Monty Man's Meditorial is provided in part by the National Association for Christian Recovery, Kurt and Debbie Palmer, and other contributors. For a free download of any of our shows, visit our website at take12radio.com.
Well, greetings, everyone. It's the Monty Man. On this episode of the Monty Man's Meditorials, I want to talk to you a little bit about changing intergenerational patterns. Now, many of us over the last several weeks have been hanging out with perhaps maybe relatives that we hadn't seen all year long, bringing us together because of the holidays. Maybe some of those folks are in-laws. Maybe some are folks that you don't really agree with or get along with, or maybe you just don't hang out with on any kind of regular basis at all. And there may be several reasons for that. Now, I want to speak to those of you who have experienced generational patterns of dysfunction. Some of you, that this may not apply to at all. You have been, may have been raised in a family setting that was very functional, very supportive. You are not the folks I'm really addressing. I'm addressing people that have had experience with generational patterns. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. Listen, change is not easy, right? We say in recovery that it's the one constant. But it could be a fierce battle, and it can be difficult, and it can be discouraging. What kind of change am I talking about? Well, changing generational patterns. See, change often requires us to challenge the perspectives and rules which have sustained our family system for generations. You know the ones, right? The empty way of life we are attempting to change as handed down from our parents and their parents before them and their parents before them. And a family committed to the don't talk rule, for instance, saying even a simple sentence may require overcoming distracting behaviors or other avoidance behaviors, which have been refined over hundreds of years. Talking honestly to a parent or sibling, well, that may be breaking family rules that have lasted for generations. You know, the ones, the elephant in the room that we just don't talk about. Aunt Janice, that we just don't bring up her drinking, or Uncle Fred and the accusations of inappropriate behavior from years ago. Well, listen, the good news is that we have been redeemed from the empty way of life handed down by our forefathers. Jesus redeemed us so that we can be free from that kind of bondage. We can learn to talk honestly. We can learn to experience our emotions. We can learn to trust genuinely. We can engage in life. We can love and be loved. Now, of course, we need to use wisdom on who we talk openly and honestly with. But we live in a battle between the empty way of life passed down to us and the new way of life that is provided for us by God. Living in solidarity with our new life in Christ is a daily struggle. But as we practice this way of life, we break the vicious cycle of family dysfunction. God wants you and I to be open and honest about how we feel, about our emotions, about our traumas, about our hurts. And sometimes, even those of us who have gone to therapy, we have a difficult time opening up because of those generational patterns and those rules, right? Well, I'm telling you, my friends, God wants to break you free from those, so you can begin to recover your true self. So here's my prayer. Lord, it isn't just me that I'm trying to change. I'm up against generations of dysfunction. An empty way of life has dominated my family for so long. It has been passed down to me. No wonder it seems so hard to change. I need your help, God. Help me to find hope in your understanding of my struggle. Help me to find hope in your gift of redemption. Help me to find hope in the change of intergenerational patterns so I can begin to experience my authentic self, my true self, the one that you created me to be. Amen. Hey, did you know that there is much more to listen to, download for fun and for free at Take 12 Recovery Radio? That's right. We have the best in the recovery recording artists. We have the best in recovery talk journalism. And we have just a plethora of recovery workshops, all created for you for fun and for free. Visit our website at take12radio.com. Click on the Recovery Workshops banner, the Recovery Music banner, our Recovery Resources page, and any of our current shows or archives. And don't forget to subscribe on any of the major podcasting platforms listed there. Well, until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, along with the rest of the Take 12 Recovery Radio family, and we are wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of Take 12 Recovery Radio and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.